proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In this session, we conclude our study on the call of Isaiah, as related in the sixth chapter of that prophetic book. Once Isaiah received God's commission, the prophet asked, quote, "Lord, how long?" unquote. His question probably did not have anything to do with how much time he had to preach God's word. Instead, the inquiry, "how long," may have alluded to the length of God's patience with the Jewish people in the light of their behavior. Put another way, Isaiah wanted to know, perhaps, how much longer God was going to put up with the Jewish nation in the light of their act of disobedience and rebellion against him. God's reply brought the prophet no comfort. God told him, quote, "Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land," unquote. God thus forewarned Isaiah that his ministry would not result in nationwide revival throughout Israel. Indeed, God told Isaiah that divine judgment would one day fall upon the Jewish nation. According to 2 Kings chapter 21, it was the abominations committed by the Jewish people, prompted by then King Manasseh of Judah, abominations committed by the Jewish people which provoked God unto wrath. God declared in 2 Kings 21, quote, "I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies," unquote. He added that, quote, "They have done that which was evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day," unquote. However, God did not immediately execute his sentence. More than half a century would pass until God implemented his judgment against the Jewish nation. In Isaiah chapter 6, God did give the prophet a ray of hope upon which to cling. Quote, "But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return and shall be eaten, as a teal tree and an oak, whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance thereof." Though most Jews would experience an outpouring of God's wrath, God would spare a remnant of Jews. God compared this Jewish remnant to a teal tree and an oak. Such trees have a reputation for strength and sturdiness while their substance is in them. Yet they will cast their leaves, as most trees do, whenever the weather turns cold. The Jewish nation may resemble a withered tree, bereft of fruitfulness, yet it will still have life flowing through its veins, so to speak. As God told them in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah that, quote, "If these ordinances, namely the sun, moon, and stars, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever," unquote. God also guaranteed that the remnant of Jews he preserved would return. They would come back to their homeland, as shown in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. Of even greater importance, though, God promised in Isaiah chapter 10 that, quote, "The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God." God would preserve that portion of his people who would repent of their sins and turn again unto the Lord. Over the course of Isaiah's lengthy earthly ministry, most Jews who heard him preach did not take heed unto his message. They did not repent and return to God. Nevertheless, they came to know that God had sent a prophet in their midst. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.